Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, April 30th, 2018. In November of 2011, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, officially designated April 30th as International Jazz Day in order to highlight jazz and its diplomatic role of uniting people in all corners of the globe. After the police, the Berlin Fire Brigade is now also getting a change of leadership. Carsten Holmberghausen, currently fire director in Baden-Württemberg, is to become the new fire chief of Berlin. The 49-year-old will replace Wilfried Gräfling, who will retire as scheduled on the 31st of July. The Berlin Fire Brigade is facing an enormous upheaval. Never in its history have firefighters have had to go on so many missions. A new roster model, low pay, two low allowances, and an outdated alarm system in the control center are putting additional stress on the firefighters. Under these circumstances, it is no surprise that the authority is plagued by an unusually high level of sick leave, on average 48 days per year. With the Berlin Brent campaign initiated by the trade unions, the firefighters forced the politicians into a discussion. Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel of the SPD visited the demonstrators at the burning barrel in front of the Rotus Rathaus several times. According to information from the Berliner Morgenpost, a concrete agreement is now emerging. In a joint paper, trade union representatives from Verdi, the police union, the fire brigade management, and the internal administration agreed on the introduction of a 44-hour work week on a 12-hour shift basis. Previously, there was a 48-hour work week. The welcome classes at the former Luisa and Wilhelm Teske Schule in the Tempelhof Schöneberg district are to continue in the coming school year. The school will take in 20 to 25 new students after the summer holidays. The school is almost exclusively attended by young refugees. The teachers see the four welcome classes at this location as a shelter for young people. Frances Monje, one of the class teachers, described that the young students are often traumatized because they had experienced the war in their home countries of Syria, Iraq, or Afghanistan. Previously, at their old schools, the refugees had been met with little understanding from their classmates, and in some cases, had even been insulted. Since coming here, they have felt much better because they no longer have this burden. The teacher added that almost everyone has the same experience and they're nice to each other. Critics, such as the Union for Education and Science and the Refugee Council, on the other hand, call for the young refugees to be taught in regular schools and high school centers. Even before the welcome classes at the Teske School started in August 2017, they had complained that the students there would be isolated and marginalized. Regina Kittler, the education expert of the left in the Berlin House of Representatives, also insists that the Teske classes should be closed again by the coming school year at the latest, because integration will fall by the wayside. In the future, the district wants to convert the building into a primary school. Construction is expected to begin in 2 years. Unknown people in Charlottenburg smashed the window of a mosque and vandalized a wall. Fortunately, no one was hurt. According to the police, on Saturday, a parishioner discovered the destroyed window of the mosque located on the ground floor of an apartment building early Saturday morning. According to a police spokeswoman, the writing on the wall referred to the conflict in the Syrian city of Afrin. State security is investigating. Berlin police confiscated two sports cars in Gesundbrunnen on Friday evening after an alleged illegal car race. Witnesses had noticed around 6:30 p.m. that a Porsche and a Ferrari drove conspicuously fast through Brunnenstraße. Civil police then ended the trip and subjected both drivers to a check. A judge ordered both the 23-year-old Porsche driver and the 18-year-old Ferrari driver to relinquish their cars and driver's licenses, and both are now under investigation for illegal street racing. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.